Is an approved of action means?
Not. Not craving for a specific fruit is karma phala tyag. And what is sannyas? The renunciation of ego is sannyas. The Lord also say that we have to do yajna, dana and tapa because they purify our mind. So first step in our sadhana is the purification of mind. Next step is the getting knowledge of the self is the second step. So yajna, dana, tapa should be done. So Lord said tyag is also of three kinds. The first is the tamasik tyag. What is that tamasik? Out of ignorance, out of mohat. You physically stop your niyat karma. What is niyat karma? Nitya plus naimittik plus prayaschit plus upasana. Or you can say your obligatory duties. Your kartavya karma. If you stop your kartavya karma without thinking on it, then it is tamasik. If you give up your kartavya karma because it is giving me sorrow, then it is rajasik tyag. And what is sattvik tyag? Sattvik tyag is, I am doing my duty, but how? Phalam tyaktva? At least you have memorized. Phalam tyaktva, sangam tyaktva. So where is the renunciation? Renunciation is inside. In the case of rajasik and tamasik tyag, renunciation is outside. You are not doing your duty. You have physically given up your duty. But in the sattvik tyag, you are doing your duty whether you like it or you don't like it. But with that condition, with the attitude, phalam tyaktva, sangam tyaktva. Then after that, Lord said, all the karma, if you are doing, then five things are required. Adhisthan, the sarir is required. Then karta, the doer is required. Karan, the instruments are required. And then cheshta, vivida cheshta. Action is required. And the fifth is devata. And you can do actions in only three ways. Kaya, vacha, mansa, by your body, by your speech and by your mind. Kaya, vacha, mansa. And with these three, you can do good actions and bad actions. As per the scripture, sastriya, dharmic, or asastriya, adharmic. In case you are not tyagi, if you are not tyagi, then you have to enjoy and suffer all your fruits of action. But if you are sannyasi, that means you have renounced your ego, then you don't have to enjoy and suffer your fruit of action. It may be opposite to Shastra also. These things we have already seen. Then Lord said, what is jnanam? Jnanam also Lord says, I will tell you sattvic, rajasic and tamasic jnan. What is sattvic jnan? That we have already discussed. But that was 2 weeks ago. We never bring our books here also and never open it also in our home also. So you continue repeating again and again. कभी तो बैठ जाएगा ओके तो ज्ञानम इति से सर्वभूतेषु एनेकं भावं अव्ययम् इच्छति सर्वभूतेषु सर्वभूतेषु मीन्स फ्रॉम अव्यक्त फ्रॉम अनमैनिफेस्ट टू ऑल मैनिफेस्टेड सर्वभूतेषु इट कैन बी इनर्ट एंड सेंसिएंट बीइंग येन एकं भावं आई एम सीइंग वन भावं इज नॉट योर फीलिंग Bhavam here means I am seeing existence everywhere. existence is common in all inert and sentient thing. Chair isness is there. I am, amness is there. This isness and amness is one and same. Whether a sentient being or an inert thing, one common factor everywhere is the existence. So what is jnanam? Jnanam is sarva bhuteshu yena ekam. You are seeing ekam bhavam, you are able to see only one thing, the existence. And how is that? Abhyam, imperishable. Chair can perish, this body can perish. If I destroy this chair, put it in the fire, it will become ash. So the chair is have become as is. The illness will continue. If this body is cremated, what will happen? Body is not there. The ass is there. Abhyam. Abhivyaktam vivakteshu. We are seeing the different things. Vivakta, different. Chair is not table, table is not this board. They are all different. In all vivakteshu, this avivakta, which cannot be divided, that existence exists everywhere. Existence is not divided. Tad jnanam vidhi sattvikam, that jnana is sattvik. If you have got this knowledge, then it is sattvik knowledge. All other knowledge are not sattvik. Why Lord is giving so much stress on sattvik, rajasik and tamasik? Can anybody tell? I have told 100 times. Why Lord is giving so much stress on sattvik, sattvik? A lot of people ask me, kuch practical batao na? Kya ghar leke jaye? This is practical. What we are supposed to become is you become sattvik. From 14, chapter 14 onward, Lord is telling about what is sattvik, what is rajasik, what is tamasik. Your knowledge should be, your vision should be, you see oneness everywhere. That should be our goal. Adpiti rajasikam. What will happen if I see this? If you are in the category of rajasik and tamasik, then you are under the cycle of birth and death. Isko gaant pakad ke rakh lo. So long you are in the state of rajasik and tamasik, you will be in the cycle of birth and death. If you start following the sattvik path given in Bhagavad Gita, that is why Lord is giving sattvik dan, sattvik ahar, sattvik tarpa, sattvik yagya, sattvik ahar, sattvik gati, sattvik. If you are attachment, sattvik sangha, sattvik tyag, then you become sattvik. Any person who is sattvik, he is entitled for moksha, liberation. No choice is yours. You want to stand in the queue of the Rajasik and Tamasik? You want to be reborn again as the president of USA? Okay, stand in that line. You will have to again come, study, learn ABCD once again. Or you start changing now, change the channel now, it is in your hand. Take the path of Sattvaguna. So sattvik jnana, what is rajasik jnana? Prithaktena tu yad jnanam nana bhavan prithak vidhan. You are seeing different. He or she is different from me. This inner thing is different from me. See the common thing in each and everything. There is one thing common everywhere. But if you are seeing differences, you are building walls. But if you see oneness, then you are building bridges. It's one everywhere, one thing. Vekti sarvabhuteshu tad jnanam vidhi rajasam. That jnana is rajasik jnana. If you are seeing differences. So either we are in this jnana, in the Rajasic, because at this point of time we are not seeing one thing common in each and everything, be it sentient or inert. Are you seeing oneness? We are not able to see oneness. So we don't have Sattvic Gyan, number one. Number two, is it the Rajasic Gyan? I am seeing differences. Yes, we see differences. He or she or this person or that person, this thing is different from me. This is Rajasic Gyan. What is Tamasic Gyan? Tamasic Gyan is Yattu Krishna Vadekam Smin Karye Saktam Ahitukam. He thinks only this thing is the world. Me and my family is world. That's all. They are God. I will serve myself and my family. Bas khatam. Krishnam. A little bit. Lord Krishna is the God only. Ram, Hanuman, Shiva. No. They are not Lord. Only one Bhagwan. Jesus is the Savior. Limited. If you make your vision limited, money is God for me, so therefore I will earn money, 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 money. But can you get money? Can you buy love, devotion, knowledge with money? No. You can't get. And how is that ahetukam? They are thinking ahetukam. Baseless, causeless. There is no hetu. There is no rationality. There is no reason behind it. Ahetukam. Atattva. Atattva means there is no foundation. There is no reality. There is no truth. Alpam. It is limited. So you see, we are in the category of in the Rajas or in the Tamas. We are not in the Sattva. Therefore, we are standing in the queue which will take us to rebirth. Okay. Then what is Sattvic Karma, Rajasic Karma and Tamasic Karma? Let us see verse number 20.
Niyatam sangarahitam, niyatam sangarahitam, aragadveshatakritam, aragadveshatakritam, aphalaprepsunakarma, aphalaprepsunakarma, yattat sattvikamuchyate. Yattat sattvikamuchyate, niyatam sangarahitam, aragadveshatakritam, aphalaprepsunakarma, yattat sattvikamuchyate.
Yattat sattvikamuchyate, that is called sattvic karma. What is sattvic karma? Niyatam kritam. Niyatam. What is niyatam? We are hearing this word many times. Niyatam. First time it came in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. Niyatam karma means your obligatory duties. It is to be done. Whether I like it or don't like it, I have no choice. Why I have got no choice? For all Ajnani, it is said, they should do their Kartavya Karma because they purify your mind. That is the purpose behind it. It's obligatory duty. We have to do. We have got no option. Niyatam Kritam. But how to do it? Kritam. It is to be done. How it is to be done? Again, Niyatam. Niyatam means? We have got a duty to ourselves, we have got a duty toward our own family. It's not that it's limited only to your own self. We have got a duty toward society, toward country, toward state, toward universe. These are all duties. Kartavya karma, it has to be done. How is this to be done? Sangarahitam. Sangarahitam. Without attachment. And this sangam we have already seen earlier also. Sangam tyaktva phalam tyaktva. By renouncing the attachment and fruit of action. Gurudev defined sangh, I and I want. Two things. I plus I want. I means ego. I want means egocentric desires. Sangam tyakta means there is no ego. There is no desire. Sangam tyaktva. Sangarahitam. Sangarahitam means no likes and dislikes. Obligatory duty is to be done. How it is to be done? Aragadvista kritam. Arag. Rag means love, dves, hatred. Without like and dislike. Aragadvista kritam. To some obligatory duties, I may like, or others say I may not like. Like the children go to the school. When the times come for the play, sports, there will be 100% attendance there. All children will be there. In the leisure time, the tiffin period is half an hour. They will finish their tiffin in 5 minutes. And they will run to the ground for 25 minutes. There will be 100% attendance there. But now if they are called, okay, now you come to the physics class or chemistry class or the math class, then they have got this back pain or the headache or this or that. They will come out with a lot of things. Even in the home, you will find the children. They will give you excuses, lot of excuses. Abhi ye ho gaya, wo ho gaya. I will do it later on. But what is the kartavya karma of the student? What is the duty of the obligatory duty of the student? Obligatory duty of the student is to study. That is the obligatory duty. But they don't want to do it. This is about the student. What about the grown-ups? Grown-ups are also given duty sometime in the temple or the mission. Okay, you will come and serve in the puja room. Some people are given, okay, you have to go to and see the manager. Car parking. Or somebody have to see the shoe, chappals, it should be all kept on the shoe racks. Now everybody wants to come to here. Everybody wants to go there in puja room or in the temple. They all want to serve in the garbhagriha. But outside temple, you go and clean outside. No. I want to do in the garbhagriha. Then you see the likes and dislikes. And not only that, people are so much attached to that service, they don't want to change. If you tell them, no. Now you don't have to go for the parking. You come inside. You have to do the vacuuming. No. You see, the niyat karma also changes. Niyat karma also changes according to your varna and ashram. For a brahmachari to do the puja and chant the Gayatri mantra is compulsory. But when he becomes sannyasi, it is not compulsory. It's not required at all. Similarly, in the brahmacharya ashram, our scripture says, Vedo nitya adhiyatam. You should study Vedas. Abatao, how many of you in your brahmacharya ashram in the first 25 years of life you have studied Veda? Raise your hand. Then the next stage, Shastra says, you should fulfill your desires in Grihastha ashram as per your scriptures. As you have studied in Brahmacharya ashram. Abatao, Veda hi nahi padha. How to apply that Veda in the Grihastha ashram? Why it is said that you should fulfill your desire as per the Veda, according to the Shastra? so that your mind gets purified. That is the purpose behind it. Once the mind is purified in the Grihastha ashram, and then you go to the Vanaprastha ashram, then your duty is to do upasana. Why upasana in Vanaprastha? Now the mind has become pure, you can concentrate now. You can concentrate. Once you are successful in concentrating, then in the sannyasa ashram, you are supposed to get the knowledge of the self. Then again, according to the varna and ashram, there are duties. If you are Brahman, there are separate duties. It will come in chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita. If you are Grihasthi, then this is your duty. Vaisya, this is your duty. Sudra, duties are given. So they change. Duty change according to your ashram. But we don't want to grow. हम तो उसी क्लास में बैठेंगे केजी में बैठे रहेंगे आई एम डूइंग पूजा एवरी मॉर्निंग व्हेन आई गो आउट फॉर वर्क रियली स्पीकिंग शुड आई से और नॉट मोस्ट ऑफ द पीपल डोंट हैव पूजा घर नाउ इट इज इवन पूजा घर इज देयर इट इज जस्ट अबव द सू रैक सो दैट व्हेन यू गो आउट ऑफ द हाउस देखो वी डोंट वॉन्ट टू ग्रो वॉट एवर आई एम डूइंग आई हैव सीन माई एंसेस्टर्स माई पेरेंट्स ग्रैंड पेरेंट्स दे वर डूइंग एवरी डे वन चैप्टर ऑफ गीता दे यूज टू स्टडी Or five slokas, or one sloka, or one chapter of Ramayana, one kand of Ramayana. I am also doing Sundar Kand Parayan karte hain roz. Whole life Sundar Kand Parayan. Khatam. They don't grow that. Sare uske baad bhi kaam hai, kuch karo, uske baad karo, grow. No. They don't want to come out of that. Why tell our ancestors? We are also doing the same thing. Whatever we have decided, ye puja karna hai, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, we do it. Or Vishnu Sahasranam or Lalita Sahasranam is to be chanted on the khatam. Or this brata I have to do, I do the brata. Whole life I am going. This puja on this day, continuously. Then how this is to be done? Phal prepsuna, without hankering for the fruit of action. You see, the fruit of action will come. It will come. But when we are acting, it should be phal prepsuna, without any hankering for the fruit of action. So what is rajasic karma?
यत्तु कामेप्सुना कर्म यत्तु कामेप्सुना कर्म साहंकारेण वा पुनः साहंकारेण वा पुनः क्रियते बहुलायासं क्रियते बहुलायासं तद्राजसमुदारितं तद्राजसमुदारितं यत्तु कामेप्सुना कर्म साहंकारेण वा पुनः क्रियते बहुलायासं तद्राजसमुदारितं
तद राजसम उदाहरितम दैट इज राजसिक कर्म व्हाट इज दैट यत्तु कामेप्सुना कर्म यू सी इन द सात्विक देयर वाज नो एक्सपेक्टेशन ऑफ फ्रूट ऑफ एक्शन बट हियर इन द राजसे देयर इज एन एक्सपेक्टेशन ऑफ फ्रूट ऑफ एक्शन यत्तु कामेप्सुना क्रियते कर्म साहंकारेन वा पुनः एंड विथ अहंकार द टू कंडीशंस आर देयर In the earlier one, it was Sangarahitam. While explaining Sangarahitam, I said Gurudev defined Sangha as I plus I want. Ego plus egocentric desire. But in Sattvic Karma, these two things are not there. But here in Rajasic Karma, Ahankar is there, ego is there. And there is a desire for fruit of action. So both may problem. Ego is inside and fruit of action is outside. So inside, outside, both problem. I am doing with ahankar. Ahankar. And I am expecting result also. So desire may be gross or subtle, but I expect result. I expect appreciation. Many times it is seen when a bhiksha is brought for Swamiji. Many people come at a time. It's not that for Acharya one person is coming with one bhiksha, that's all. So Acharya will definitely appreciate that bhiksha, there is no other choice. But suppose it is like a potluck, 10 people are bringing 10 items. Then that dining table of Acharya or Swamiji becomes a battlefield. Why? Everybody wants to serve whatever they have brought. Suppose Swamiji appreciates one dish. What will be feeling of the others? They are all hurt. If he takes a second helping, ye de do ya acha hai. Others, oh, Swamiji, did you try this? You have tried this. Then I made this. Try this. And many dishes you require, it takes a long time. Maybe 2-3 days preparation is required. And there are some quick recipes. Jaldi ho jata, patapat. Now the lady or the family who has brought the item which was prepared with a long time preparation, 2-3 days preparation, and you don't appreciate. Problem ho jata hai. Then somebody says, oh, I made it. Once Gurudev said, okay, you made it. What is that? Payasam. You made payasam. How did you make it? Oh, I brought the whole milk. And we have got here half and half. Then I put some of the different type of cheese are also available. So make it more. You don't know, ma. Some cheese is also put there. I am telling you. Then add rice, sugar, and then you need fire. And I stir it with payasam. Then Gurudev said, okay, you made payas. Did you create the milk? Half and half. Cheese, rice, sugar, fire. Did you create all these things? No. What did you do? You just mixed it, that's all. And you are saying, I made it? Direct blast to the ego. People say, I made it. People say, this is my house. With my earning, I made it. Are, tum to kuch nahi kiya. You have given only money. The hard work was done by all the other people. Still you claim, humne, this is my house. I made this. Good. Now sometimes people give their books also. Meri kitab hai, padho Swami ji. And Swami ji has to read it again. After 1 week he will come and say, Swami ji, did you read? Or in one book, there is one article written by you. He will say, Swami ji, you read my article. Swami ji read everything except that article.
So they come and ask, kya hua?
Or when the Swamiji is giving prasad, and Rav Shankarji is there. Now Shankarji was operating all these things and he came last, or in the meantime Swamiji has gone. What happens? Shankarji feels bad. Is it not so? Swamiji didn't give me prasad. Bahulayasam. And they create a bahulayasam with great effort, with pomp and show they make it. Bahulayasam. Nowadays in India there is a fashion in the wedding. They make the gate. What is that flower called? Orchid flowers. They are not grown there. They are imported. And they make a gate. And what is the purpose of that? The barati will enter once. And I tell you, it costs more than a lakh of rupee to make a gate of that orchid flower. And at least 2-3 poor girls can be married with only one that. Or, I have seen marriages and they give you the party and there are different stalls. 20, 30, 40, like in our Mother's Day, we have got 20 stalls or more. In the marriage party, they have got even more than that. 40, 50 different types of food. Why do they spend? So that they can tell in the society that I spent 1 million on the food for 100 baratis. That's only for that. Now if you go there, if some acharya or swami goes there to attend that marriage, वहां जाके स्वामी जी बोलते हैं, कैन आई गेट ए ग्लास ऑफ वाटर विदाउट राइस? ही इज नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन कोक एंड ऑल दोज ड्रिंक्स, सॉफ्ट हार्ड डिफरेंट कलर्स. ही वांट प्लेन वाटर. देन समबडी सेड, स्वामी जी, यू नो, डू यू सी द स्टॉल ऑफ आइसक्रीम वाला? यस. टर्न राइट फ्रॉम देयर, गो टू दैट पुचका वाला स्टॉल देयर, देन टर्न लेफ्ट देयर. You will find a foundation, and in front of that foundation you will find a tap. You will get drinking water there. I am not exaggerating. It happens. It is. This is all bahulayasam. So three factors are there. Kama ipsuna, there is a desire for result. There is ahankar. There is ego, bahulayasam, with great effort they do. This is rajasic karma. What is tamasic karma? We'll just see the meaning of the tamasic karma.
Anubandham kshayam himsam, anubandham kshayam himsam, anapeksha cha paurusham, anapeksha cha paurusham, mohadarabhyate karma, mohadarabhyate karma, yattat tamasamuchyate, yattat tamasamuchyate, anubandham kshayam himsam, anapeksha cha paurusham, mohadarabhyate karma, yattat tamasamuchyate.
Yattat tamasamuchyate, that is tamasic karma. Mohadarabhyate, it is started out of ignorance, not out of vivek. Just opposite of vivek. You have not thought on this. Arabhyate mohat. And four things you have not seen, you have not calculated. What are these four things? Anubandha. Anubandha means you have not seen what will be the consequence, what will be the fruit, What will be the result of this action? Before starting, we have not considered. Sayam means the loss. Loss of money, loss of energy. How much that energy is required, how much wealth is required, how much money is required is not considered. Hinsam, harm, suffering to others. How this my karma is going to affect the other people. Paurusam, ability, capability. Whether I have got the ability, capability to do this or not. But I have started without seeing whether I will be able to complete this job or not. This sloka is applicable to everybody. Everybody means in the individual, to the limited companies, to the government, everywhere is applicable. Whenever you start, you should first think about the result. Result should be first plan. Prayojan anusudya, prayojan anudishya mandopina pravartate. Without prayojan, without seeing the result, nobody acts. So first we have to see the result also. Then, and after that, how much energy and wealth is required, number two. Number three, we have to see at the body level, at the speech level, at the mind level, am I hurting anybody or not? Terrorists, all they come in this category, tamasic karma. They don't calculate. And those who are the leaders of the terrorists, they say, oh, you do this thing. You become suicide bomber, what you will get? You will get swarga, where you will see the dance of apsara. You are not able to see here now. When you go there, you will see the apsaras dancing. What about my family here? Oh, I will be giving money to them also. There it is. They don't think. Mohat, out of ignorance, they are doing all these things. Paurusam. Paurusam means whether I have the capability or not. In Ramayana, there comes an incident where Sugriv jumps on Ravan. Sugriv jumps on Ravan to kill Ravan. Somehow he came out and told Bhagwan Ram that I did this. Ramji said, "Hari, we came with so much of Banar Sena. How come you jumped on Ravan? Do you have got the strength? Do you have got the Paurusam? Do you have the ability to kill?" We also do lot of such actions like that. So this is three types of karma. The Lord wants that we should do sattvic karma. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.